This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Dex Romweber and his older sister, Sarah, have been fixtures on the Triangle music scene pretty much since they arrived in the summer of 1977. Dex was just 11. They formed their first band together in Carrboro in their early teens, but then went their separate ways. Sarah was the drummer for several acclaimed indie bands, including Suede and Mondo Combo. Dex formed Flat Duo Jets, whose stripped-down blend styles of styles inspired Jack White, Nico Case, Cat Power, and others. Well, for the last few years, the siblings have been back together as the Dex Romweber Duo. They're touring across the country this summer with their new album, Is That You in the Blue? They'll be at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro Friday night for their hometown release show. Then they're going to give a free in-store performance at Bull City Records in Durham Thursday evening. But first, with me in the studio, Dex and Sarah Romweber, the Dex Romwebers Duo. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Hey, bad. Frank. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing well. Right. I'd like to start picking up, really listening to the album. And let's do this right now. Let's listen to the first track on the album, Jungle Drums. Let's listen.
Jungle's a-beatin' right outside my door. Well, jungle's a-beatin' right outside my door. Rockin' to the rhythm, 1, 2, 3, 4. The cops got out there, the witch hunters out there too. Well, the dog got out there, the witch hunters out there too. You better look out for the curse on you.
Jungle Drums, the Dex Romweber Duo on their latest CD, Is That You in the Blue? And Dex, you've been playing that song for a while. It's the first time it's shown up on an album.
Well, it was on a big 33-song compilation on Norton Records out of New York City, and they put out a Duo Jets record called Safari. And I had cut that song in Hill Hall on just piano and use one of the timpani drums to introduce the song and do a jungle drum thing and then do an arpeggio up the keyboard and then just do a piano version of that tune. But I think Sarah called me one day because we were trying to come up with songs for the record, and she said, why don't we do that one? And I thought it was a good idea. So that's what we just heard is what happened.
The drums on that are really fantastic. How did you go about, Sarah, putting that drum piece together?
Well, that one, the rhythm that goes to it is pretty basic. It's a rock and roll, you know, rhythm. Hearing the original is just piano and vocal that Dex did, you know, that went out on a Safari.
A song called Jungle Drums with piano and vocal.
Right.
Well, it had a timpani.
At the very beginning. Yeah, in fact, we've lost the intro. We used to do that on you know, but it came together pretty quickly. There wasn't too much asked of us. As far as the song itself, we'd already worked out. Yeah. So when we went in the studio, the solo you hear on that is actually Rick Miller from Southern Culture on the skids. Yeah. He guessed it on that record.
Wow. Yeah, and then Bob Pence did the sax, and he's with the New Romans and various other bands.
The great thing about a song like that is it is so basic, as you said, Sarah. Then you can really have a blast with it.
It's about the spirit of it at that point.
Yeah, it's not at all like forging new territory in music, but maybe territory in consciousness, though.
How do you mean? What do you mean? How does that work?
No, it just, it's so...
Because you take what you know, right? I mean, a song that you're familiar with. I mean,
right. No, no, it's just so, it's very overblown.
Yeah.
It's very full blown.
Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff. Yeah. A lot of different kind of drum parts on this, Sarah. How do you, I mean, different personalities. Do you sort of adopt a different persona for each song?
Well, each song has its own persona. Yeah. And so it's like each song is a person that you would meet, you know, and you have certain friends you go to for, you know, some friends you would tell your problems to and others you would never tell your problems to. But you might prefer going out for a beer with that person, right? So each song is approached like that as a personality.
Collaboration's been a big part of your career as well. You've been a fixture, certainly, in this area and collaborated with a lot of local artists. The Death of Me is a collaboration.
It's a bit of a collaboration. Django Haskins of the Old Ceremony, we played with them in Chicago, and I think they really dug the song and I mean, the song the show, and Django came up with that song for me and Sarah, The Death of Me, because we did a song called Lover's Goal that was a little bit similar, and you know, that was a real wild show that night. And later on, Django said, "Well, I've written a song for you guys," but then we got him to come into the studio and Do a little bit on the song.
Let's listen. Death of Me. Okay. Death of Me from the new CD by Dex Rahm Weber Duo. It's called Is That You in Blue? That's the name of the CD. And we're playing music from the CD today. Ordinarily, you know, often we have you play live. And I've always wondered what it's like. Now we're sitting in here listening to the CD. You sit here, listen, and say, oh, I wish I'd have done that different.
I don't feel that way that much on this record at all. I'm pretty happy with everything that, even if even mistakenly, worked.
Yeah. What about you, Sarah? Do you?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah. It was making the record every day. We worked really hard. There was a minute wasted in there, and always coming up with different things. And so this record surprised me when it was done.
Two very different sounds. I mean, there's The Death of Me. We played, what did we play at the beginning? The jungle drums, and a lot of different sounds on this CD.
Yeah, we prefer it that way, man. I mean, we don't want to be pigeonholed any one particular type of music because there's so much good stuff out there.
Well, you did a classical album. You did some piano.
I did. I mean, I look back on it a little bit humorously because it's not, you know, it's not Glenn Gould or anything, but it's me as a young man, very, very enamored with that kind of music and trying desperately to put something together that was reminiscent of it.
Well, and Sarah, I understand you're the one who turned Dex on to classical music. And if you had your druthers and one album, it'd be Chopin, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For both of us, I know. But yeah, it all started with this one cassette tape I had gotten I was pretty young at the time. Anyway, Dex heard, you know, I listened to it and fell completely in love with it and came in and said, you know, Dex, you got to hear this. And it affected him the same way.
Yeah, I mean, when people ask me interviews, I say, well, my real goal was to be a classical pianist, but it never got that far, so I settled for rock and roll.
Settled for rock and roll. Classical music, of course, not the only kind of influence that was important to you. There's a lot of blues and folk in your work. A couple years ago, you released two songs with Jack White, and I know that you're big fans. He's a big fan of yours, certainly. And one of them was an obscure blues tune by Geechee Wiley called The Last Kind Word Blues. Let's listen to a little bit.
Sure, man.
The last kind word I heard my daddy say. If I die in the German war, want you to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law.
There's Dex and Sarah Romweber and with Jack White and a song called Last Kind Word Blues. Dex, why'd you decide to do that song?
Well, I didn't. I'd been a big fan of that song for a long time, and then when I got to Jack White's studio, he had it waiting, and he wanted to cut it, so it was sort of a connection there where I was a big fan of the tune, and it's not really that well known, and you know, damn if he didn't have it sitting on the console saying let's cut this, and I had known the tune. So.
You two played together early on, then you went your separate ways. Now you're working together again. What's that like as siblings in terms of the creative process, having all that other baggage that you got to carry?
Well, I don't really, you know, I don't tell Sarah what to play. I mean, she knows her instrument far better than I do. And so, you know, it's pretty wide open. And she doesn't tell me what to play. I mean, it's just we try to... If I bring a song into practice, we just try to put it together, you know, well enough to where we're each happy with what we're doing, you know. So it's not that difficult on that process.
But it's got to come together as a piece, right?
It will.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
it does. It actually happens very easily for us, and because we're not trying to tell each other what to do, and we never would. So it becomes about the song really right straight off.
I mean, that's very rare. I mean, if something is really off kilter, then we might talk about it, but it's very rare.
How would you say your music has changed since 1977? Let's take you all the way back.
Well, you know, not that much.
I mean, every album is there's change from track to track. So I guess that's where the change happens, huh?
I mean, we were playing Fortune Teller. You know that song Fortune Teller by the Rolling Stones did a version. Yeah. We were playing I'm a Believer by the Monkees. We were writing songs that were 50s in nature and covers and all sorts of stuff from the old rock and roll era. Poison Ivy by the Coasters.
Yeah, we did a killer version of that. We were kids. Yeah.
Is there an aesthetic you think that runs through an idea, sort of a theme that holds all the music together if you look back over the stuff you've done?
No, I would say it's rock and roll from, I don't know. I say rock and, when rock and roll was rock and roll, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and in the early days, that style of rock and roll was influenced by so many other types of music.
Yeah.
And so when I look at Dexter's catalog of records, you will see country and rhythm and blues, right?
And it's jazz. Like
a whole, exactly.
That, yeah.
Especially
torch songs and...
Yeah, and then that all of that combined together really is what started rock and roll. So
great stuff, great CD. Always good to see you. Thanks so much for being
on
the program.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Dex and Sarah. Dex Rom Weber Duo's new album is That You in the Blue. They're going to be at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro Friday night, Bull City Records in Durham Thursday. For more information, visit ruraltone.com/Dex. That's the State of Things for today. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Facebook. Go to stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio Broadcast Service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Here's the Dex Rom Weber Duo with Homicide.
Homicide, take two. One, two, one, two, three, four. Well, I was going down the highway. My baby next to me. Sidecar creeping over. Going in the ass to me. Well, I heard a roar coming. Could be into the air. Well, I said to my baby, gotta go and drag him. Well, I think you did the second. I drive to the back. Well, I was going to wild. I lost a crazy cat. Well, I was feeling mighty proud. Straight my tie. When they come to drink again, swooping out of the sky. Well, the ship down beside us. The pants to the side. Some creature took the threshold with a ring at my side. Well, they said it wasn't sorry. Beat it to my stand. Then it was a new mud. Blew us off the land. Well, I was going down. My baby next to me.